Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Janice Kephart is our guest, our good friend, BrainTrust member for a while now. She's CEO of Secure Identity and Biometrics Association, and we're going to get her to tell us more about that a little bit later on. But right now, I want to get her to call on her expertise in the area of immigration and weapons of mass destruction. Janice, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Sure.
So, when America is not strong, countries like Russia, people like Putin, think that they can push the envelope. They can take risks. They can extend their reach in evil ways, which allows them to believe that they can annex places like Kiev. They can arm rebels in Ukraine. They can create problems in that region. They can send missiles to those armed rebels in Ukraine that then shoot down airliners and kill 298 people. And that's what happens when America doesn't show up on the world stage as a buffer against those that kind of evilness. Well, I think it's important for Americans to realize that same kind of what I call lack of leadership, that and you call it intentional leadership, that same kind of behavior has the real potential to create a similar scenario right here in the United States. What do you think, Janice?
I think that any time you have a situation where you're not executing the rule of law in an area, and you're allowing folks to come here without assuring that you know who they say they are, which is our old 9/11 commission phrase that we have used. It's the 10-year anniversary of our report right now, today, actually. And in that report, we said it's absolutely essential to assure that people are who they say they are. When you are categorically not doing that, whoever is coming through legitimately, everybody knows that the bad guys will take advantage of that and use that as a means.
So the bad guys we're talking about, folks, are not thieves, they're not burglars, they're not counterfeiters, they're murderers.
Yeah, well, they could be for sure. So,
Here's the other thing, Janice. As a former member of the United States military, I have fired weapons from my shoulder that would take down an airplane, and that was old technology. We've got newer technology that weapons and they shot that plane down in the Ukraine. Janice, that was at 33,000 feet. If these people come across the border, they can take up and that weapon, by the way, was fired from the platform of a truck. But you could get around an airport. You could shoot down an airplane with a shoulder launched rocket, a heat seeking missile, and that scenario is here. And I don't think we're doing enough to prevent that scenario from happening. And I say that, Janice, being a person who's going to be on 5 airplanes this week.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think, you know, the surface air missile it's interesting because, remember, it was more than a decade ago. Right after 9/11, when everybody was concerned about that particular scenario here. And we had a number of cases where the FBI were able to infiltrate and take out conspiracies that involved surface air missiles.
Right.
And we've also had a number of FBI cases where foreign nationals and or others were caught trying to buy those types of weapons as well here in the States. So it's not out of the question to consider that. I mean, every form of taking down a plane after 9/11 was of the utmost concern. And then, because it never happened, the conversation just stopped publicly. So, you know, it's but we have to remember we're not just concerned about somebody who wants to take, use the surface air missile coming across the border right now. It's any type of terrorism that they would seek to commit. So, you know, that's the concern is that we just don't know. And that was one of the things that I used to testify about on the Hill a lot after our 9/11 Commission report was issued was, you know, it doesn't matter how what it is they want to do here. What matters is the intent to do it and the ability to do it.
Well, and if and we let don't me know connect, and let are, me connect this, Janice, let me connect this to small businesses directly.
If
on any particular day, 8 or 10 of those guys walk into a mall with a suicide vest on, they go to the approach of an airport, a major airport, 8 or 10 of them around the country, and at the same moment, timed by telecommunication, they all commit a dastardly deed in 8 or 10 places around the country. What do you think that's going to do to our economy? Never mind the mayhem and the carnage they would create. What do you think that would do to our economy? And so, think about that. I mean, folks, we're not trying to be hysterical here. This is what happens. This is potentially what happens when we don't do everything we can do to protect our borders. Janice Kephart and I are going to come back after these messages. She's going to talk to us about identity, about secure identity and biometrics and that whole industry and what they're doing. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.